Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. This is Bernard Johnson. I want to welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. We are having fun in Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's so much fun to praise God and to be saved. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I just want to ask all of you to just, as you join us in prayer and join us in praise. We are doing a call to you for the convention, June the 11th through the 14th. We're asking you to come to Jacksonville, Arkansas. You fly into Little Rock. It's about 10 miles outside of Little Rock. We'll be there at the Evangelistic Ministries, Bishop James E. Bolden and Dr. His wife, Dr. Bolden, were coming there for the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, Dr. Cynthia Bolden. Yeah. I'm asking all of you to join us there. Your assignment is to be there. God is going to launch you into worldwide ministry. We'll tell you what his instructions are and what he wants you to do. God is going to touch the entire world. And you want to be a part of this. Whatever the Lord is doing in this season, you want to have a prayer, Lord. Don't do it without me. And so I urge you to come to the convention June the 11th through the 14th. Drive in there, right around Little Rock, flying there into Little Rock. And we're excited about it. Oh, my God. We're going to have, I will tell you the lineup, but I want you to get so that you just do things for Jesus. There was a time that in the lives of people, Jesus was so, you might say, as a promotion. He was so hot that people flocked just for Jesus. Nowadays, they have made people their goals to come because of people and because of man and woman. God says, I created everybody. Don't get it twisted. Man is not more important than I am. You come for me. You don't come for people. Come for me. He said, I'm the one who gave you your health. I'm the one who gave you your strength. I'm the one who gave you eyes to see. He said, I could blink and your eyes would go out if I desired for it to. I'm the one who gave you your hearing. He said, I could speak and you wouldn't be able to hear Bernard Johnson or anybody else. He said, I'm the one who, when the enemy tried to kill you, I took your name off the list. God says, I'm the one who makes a way for you. Every time you can't even get out of the situation, I make a way out. I'm the one who, when you need money to pay this or that, you will have it. I supply you every need. And you going to put man or woman above me? I hope he didn't say what he said to the children of Israel. He said, I kill you. I kill you. You going to honor people above me? God said, I'll kill you. The children of Israel had been in bondage for 430 years. God said, I'm the one who got you out. I sent Moses and put him in place for you. See, that's why you got to be careful how you treat prophets, because it takes God too long, or so long, I might say, to get them in place. And it takes some years to get the right person in place. Mother Johnson It took God years to get a Mother Johnson in place. And that's why he wants her to live. It takes him centuries to get the right people in place. You don't know what it takes. And God said, I went and got you out of bondage. After 430 years, I sent the right person. Then when I got you out of bondage, you got to the Red Sea, you needed a miracle, I gave you a miracle and opened up the Red Sea. I let your enemies become your footstool, drowned them in the Red Sea. You came across on dry land. Got out there and needed food, I sent you manna from heaven. Heaven's bread. And then I put you in a safe place where the enemies couldn't attack you. Yeah, the Sadducees, all the ites and dites were trying to kill you. But I kept you safe, took you through their land, and let you be safe as you came through. And you said you wanted meat. I sent you quail from the sea. I did everything for you. Just as he's done everything for you. And then you get out there and melt gold down that I gave you and start bowing down and worshiping another man or another woman, worshiping an idol god. God said, I'll kill y'all. I've done too much for you. Well, you won't honor me. Now, spiritual adultery, don't be caught into that. Keep him as your God and keep him above every man. I told you, I think two or three, four times about how I made the mistake and said, Lord, you're so awesome. And I said, don't call me awesome. I said, oh, I thought it was a devil. He said, don't call me awesome. I said, don't call you awesome. He said, don't call me awesome. I said, why? Because I heard you call a preacher awesome the other day. And I heard you call a gospel singer awesome. I heard you. And don't you put me on the level of any man or any woman. I'm above my creation. And I'm a jealous God. I said, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't ever use the word awesome. He said, oh, no. That's not what I'm trying to get you to see. He said, I'm trying to get you to see that you got to put me above everybody. Don't put me on the level of my creation. If you call them awesome, call me something else. I said, God, the word I know is ultra. It's above everything. May I call you ultra awesome? He said, that's it. Call me something above everybody because I am above everybody. I'm a jealous God. Don't be put me on the level. Don't be trying to come to nothing because somebody's there and you want to hear them. No. You want to hear from me, God said. You come because you want to hear from me. I'm the one who will pay your bills while you're gone. I'm the one who will heal your body. God says, I'm the one who will make a way for you out of no way. I'm the one who will fix it for you. I'm the one who will heal your husband. I'm the one who will heal your wife. Don't ever put me on the level of anybody but by myself. I'm God and I'm God alone. And so God says, to tell my people across the world, stop coming to hear man. Stop coming to hear woman. He says, come to hear me. That's the only thing I want you to do is come to hear me. God bless all of y'all. Hope you will take that. Don't make God angry. He wants you to honor him above everyone. God bless you. Love you this morning. Let's speak to the Lord. He's in the room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you. Good morning. Everybody speak to him. Come on. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Let's go into praise, everybody. Praise check. Give him a praise.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We put you above everything and everybody. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. That the enemy is trying to take the senior saints out of here. everywhere. Look around America. America is trying to get rid of the seniors everywhere. They don't cater to the seniors. America caters to young people. Look on television everywhere. What do you see catered to? You got to open your eyes, saints. Take the cataracts off your eyes and see what the enemy is doing. He's trying to get rid of the seniors. Everything you see basically is a push toward the young people, it's a push toward the youth. Hollywood, pushing toward the youth, pushing toward young. And why? There's a reason for things. God does things for a reason, but the devil does things for a reason too. Why? The reason for that is because the senior saints know too many of his tricks. They know too much about right. And they're teaching right. They're getting right to the younger people. And the enemy don't want it, because he can pull the tricks. He's got the same old tricks that he had 2,000 years ago. He's got the same old tricks. And they tell his tricks and tell about right and say, don't go down the street because this will happen if you go down there. Don't do this. This will happen if you do that. Don't do that. This will happen if you do that. And the enemy can't pull the tricks like he wants to pull them on the young people, because mothers are teaching the younger women not to do that. Yeah, mothers are teaching the younger men not to do that. Fathers are teaching the younger men not to do that. And because they're seniors, they've been through a lot of stuff that we're trying to go through, and the enemy's trying to take us through, so they want them. So it's so important to care for the seniors. Amen. I'm going to open the line up to you. We're talking about caring. How can you show that you care? That's the mark of Jesus, to care. And how can you be like Jesus to show that you care? Got some new ideas? Come on. The line is open to you. Anybody else? There are plenty of things out there we can say. All right? The line is open to you.
Amen. God bless you. All you saints of the Most High God, give it out to everyone. This is Sister Sharon. God bless you all. This is Sister Sharon.
God bless you.
Erica 616. And in my life today, on the first prayer line, in my life this morning, it's obedience that shows that I care. It's obedience. When Chief Ambassador yesterday was saying, don't be waiting, just jump in. You can do it. If you say it, you can pray. And so I was smiling when he was saying that, because he was speaking directly to me. And so even on yesterday, and I know my time is limited, even on yesterday, as we laid to rest what our dear saint, a senior mother, amen, like Chief Ambassador was saying, the enemy don't want, you know, the seasoned people to stay. And so I say obedience shows that I care. Obedience to the word of God, obedience to the spirit of God, obedience to what I know is right. When Jesus said to Peter, lovest thou me? And he said, yeah, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. He said, lovest thou me? Yeah, Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lamb. Lovest thou me? If you love me, you'll do what I ask you to do. If you care, you'll be obedient to the word. Oh, praise God. Amen. God bless you all. That's just me. Thank you, Lord.
That's excellent. Thank you, Sister Sharon. Oh, my God. That's wonderful. All right. Karen, the line is open to you. Come on, saints. We can't have blanks like this. Be ready. Be ready. I know you as a saint of God, you know how to show that you care for someone.
Hey, man, this is Johnson in Texas.
All right.
Several times when I've been asked to speak, I really have shared the times that since a lot of my time has been at the nursing home, that I believe the Lord has this time, this season, that I would share with the nursing home residents. And one of the things I found out is so important to come in there with a positive attitude and with a smile, you know, ready to greet them and ask them how they're doing. But some of them, no one's there at all to speak to them and show kindness to them. Sometimes it's being able to move them over if the sun is in their eyes. Move them over, get them some tea or some coffee or something, you know, just showing kindness to them. And I said, Lord, this is the season in my life. It's for a nursing home. Though I've done it years ago, it's like it's made its way back to here because my husband is there. So as many times I had to show kindness, I'm coming in and I'm wearing the cloak of what would Jesus do. And, you know, and it's just things that you look small things. You don't have to look for big things, just little small things. Pull someone's clothes up on their shoulders or falling, you know, and just any little thing like that. And so I found out that compassion is a part of who we are when we're Christ-like because Jesus has so much compassion. He showed all the time. And that's what we should do, not coming in with our heads up high, you know, not wanting to be touched. I say, nothing don't get on your hand. You can let soap and water, can't wash. So, you know, I find myself really reaching out to the residents in the nursing homes as well as praying for them. I brought some of the names on the prayer line asking to pray. If they say somebody pray for me, I brought them on the line that the Lord would bless them and touch and heal them. So these are things that we show as being compassionate and full of concern.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. You know, bringing them on the prayer line and doing other things at the nursing home. My God, those are wonderful things to show that you care. I mean, you know, people who don't care won't bring folks on the prayer line. In other words, if you're getting the blessing and God is really blessing your home, your family, healing and all those things, getting your loved ones out of prison and things like that, some people just want to keep it to themselves. But if you care, you may select someone else and say, I just want you to experience what I'm experiencing. I want you to experience, oh, my God, the move of God, the miracle-working power that God is doing on this line. That's a caring thing. May God bless you. One of the things I mentioned as I did this movie on me this weekend, it came out of my spirit. I said, we're right in the middle of the ghetto. I said, inner city, ghetto, whatever you want to call it, or the hood. And I said, these folks here are wonderful people, people, you know, who see others in the hood on television. They don't know. But I said, one thing they have to have is respect. You have to respect people in the inner city. And because sometimes that's all they got. They don't have, sometimes a huge, huge mansion, a beautiful home. They don't have, some of them have nice cars, but most of them don't have nice cars. They don't have this or that, I said, but they got their respect. So you have to show them respect. And that's one of the ways you show them that you really care, by respecting them. Your neighbors want you to respect them. Amen. Sometimes if you got a senior neighbor and you mowing the grass, go over there and cut the grass. Show them that you care, you know. Do things to let people know that Jesus is inside of you. One of my dreams, and God's going to bring this to pass, one of my dreams is at Christmas time, I just want to take several $100 bills. And it really doesn't take $100 bills, just 20s or something like that. But I want to go around the neighborhood around our church and maybe to about 200 houses and just tell them, the Lord told me to give you this and give them $100. And just to show the love of Jesus Christ, just caring is so important that we as saints of God show that we care. And not only for folks, but show the Lord that we care. That's showing that the Lord that we care when we do, as we said a while ago, when we do his will, when we do his commandments. All right? The line is open to you. Caring. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Hagan. As you were talking, I just thank God for what everybody has said, and I really thank God for what you just said. And it just brought to mind how to care. I remember a few years ago when our city was ablaze, literally the city was on fire, and I had called the prayer line and asked Omni to pray for our city. And I was on the road, and I was trying to get from one exit to the other to get to my destination, but fire was leaping all over the road from one area to the other. And after prayer, the Lord allowed me a little space so I could go, and I went in an opposite direction. And as I had gone that way, the fire had just finished destroying homes that was on the backside of the city as well as in the city. And I went by the first home. It was burnt down, and they had a beautiful home. They had cars, and everything was just like almost like a palace. And the fire had just gutted through, and I saw the mother and the children. They were the only ones saved. And I went by, and the Lord said, I had prayer, and they were, just all crying, and I was crying with them. But prayer just brought about hope. And then the Lord said, reach in your purse and get whatever money you have in your purse and get it to this family. And that's what I did. I just gave them everything. And then the mother just really started crying. And she says, oh, my God. She says, you are the angel that God sent our way today, because we were just wandering in the midst of, losing everything. Now where are we going to sleep? She says, and what are we going to get to eat? She says, but just having a roof. This money that you've given us will allow us to have a roof over our head, will allow us to, a place for the night, just to get through the night and through the next day. And she said, you're the angel. And it really touched my heart to know that the Lord can speak to your heart, not only me, but anybody, if you would just listen to him. He'll really show you how to really care and to be that angel that somebody needs at that said moment. God bless. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Because we all are angels that God can use. Amen. And if we obey him, people will see that we are angels, that God's trying to get something to others through us. Amen. All right, the line is open to you. I'll take maybe, I can take one more, maybe one more. Yeah.
Dr.
The line
Johnson,
is open to you.
Sister Castile, Ambassador-elect Dr. Johnson and Mother Adelie Johnson and Lady Betty and all the First Fruit family, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Here and from Minneapolis. And I'm calling on the seminar today about caring. And I was sitting here thinking, and there were a few things that came to mind, but the one that stood out just happened to me yesterday to show that I care. And it was a transaction I made at the bank yesterday, and I was taking care of some business, and I was taking some money off of one card in order to, to make it happen. And the young man, and I go to the bank, been going to the bank 17 years, so everybody knows me. But this one young man was pretty new, and I always made the transactions with one of the other women. But he got me this time, and he made it, I won't say he made it wrong, but it didn't work out. And he came back, and he said, well, it won't go through as he declined. I said, well, I had a deposit in there this morning, and I checked it before I came in here, so it can decline. Something happened. He says, well, I'll try it again. God bless you. Everything okay? Okay. And he said, no, it's not doing it. Why don't you go and call your bank? And I, called the card number. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I have to make this today. I said, either I have to speak to someone else. And he said, well, there was a few people behind me in line. So I went to one of the other bankers that are sitting at the desk. So I was there sitting over there, and they had two or three people to go, to talk to them, to the other bankers. And I said, well, it was after work, so I did have the time, and the time wasn't closed. The bank wasn't closing for another half an hour. And I just stood over there patiently, and the Lord began to just speak to me and say, just be calm. I'm working this out.
Mm-hmm.
And my caring is cooperation. And if you cooperate with the Holy Spirit and let him take care of it, because I, you know, anxiousness tried to come in and then upsetting and getting mad at the person and getting mad at the other person and trying to and getting huffy. It doesn't help. So I was listening to the Holy Spirit to be cooperate and just cooperate. He didn't say the word, but I thought of that this morning. But I began to just smile and just wait because I knew everything was there, but I recognized the enemy trying to tamper. So I said, no, I'm not. God's going to work this out. He's here with me. He's always with me. He'd never leave me or forsake me. So the guy came from behind the counter, way over on the other side, came to me. He said, I would still like to help you. He was a foreign guy. So he said, I still would like to help you if you come with me. He said, I said, well, you have a line. He said, no, I want to help you. He said, let's try it again. So to make a long story short, he went over there and we worked it out. He said, give me the number on your card. He said, I'll call them myself. And he called the other people, the other banker, and talked to her, told him something happened. I never blamed him and said, you did something that, you know, I said, it's not working. It should work. So anyway, through all of that, he called and we worked it out, and it came to pass. And so that's what I'm saying today, that cooperation sometimes is denying that flesh to flare up and just wait and just see, because that's a place where God will show up in any transaction, buying a car, in a grocery store, or doing anything. If you cooperate, and cooperating is with the Holy Spirit, because he's directing you all the time in your spirit. God bless you today.
God bless you, and that was really on time. I know that spoke to a lot of people. God bless you.
All right, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Mother.
How's everybody doing today?
Everybody's fine, Mother. God bless you.
I was listening, and I'm so glad that the Lord placed me in my happiness, because I have
You see one more person.
Making people happy, even older people, and the kids especially. When I see you laughing and you're smiling, that means you're darn good. But when you come in there with a grumpy face, something's wrong. So I just thank God for placing me in Maya so I can make people happy, so I can just lift their spirit up. So that's what the Lord put me there for. And I just thank God for that. Have a blessed day.
Beautiful. That's showing that you care, Mother, and that we appreciate you sharing that too. All right. God bless all of you. I'm out of time here. I may stretch it maybe for one more. Anybody else? All right. Go ahead, Sister Garnett. Go ahead.
I was thinking love and kindness have outgrown thee, and it's a blessing to pick up the phone and to give us scripture to encourage one another. It is my my faith. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Garnett. And you're so right. Somebody called me the other day. I'm trying to remember who it was. And they said, Dr. Johnson, I don't want nothing. I just called just to encourage you and told me you could make it and then prayed for me. It was so good. And so you're right. That encouraging people just because, see, most of the calls most people get is somebody who wants something. Yeah. And that's not bad, you know, because God put you there to be a blessing to people, and he wants you to be a blessing. But every now and then it's just good to do God like that. God, we didn't come for nothing to ask for nothing on the blog line. We didn't come to ask you for nothing. For centuries, for eras, people have bombarded you with give me, give me, give me, wanting this and wanting that. But Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We just simply came to thank you, and not only to thank you, but we came to give you 1,000 thank yous for all the things you've done. Do you know, if you thank him during the day, every time your heart beat, you thank him at least 1,000 times, maybe many more. I don't know exactly, but you thank him many, many more than 1,000 times. And so we just say we didn't come to thank, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. We came to thank you. And God does miracles. Amen. Let's have a few praise reports here. I normally let y'all go, and I want to go this morning, and then y'all can come in after my praise report. I just realized something. God has done two miracles for me like I've never seen in 2015. One, I've been telling you about how last weekend, last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he blessed, they came and did a movie on me. It was a miracle because most people, I realize this, that most people, they don't get a movie done on them. Many, I just say many people don't get a movie done on them until they're dead and gone. They want to do a movie after this is over and that's over. But God bless me to see the view while they're doing a movie on me. And the second thing is this Saturday, one of my proteges, one of my sons, inspired sons, he's doing his dissertation. He's trying to mimic me all my life, a copy off of me. And it's good. It's been good for him because he copied off me, and he's getting his doctorate degree. Yeah. From KU. Amen. A university that doesn't cater to anything about the Lord or anything gospel. But they allow him to do his dissertation on gospel music and the life and times of Dr. Bernard Johnson. And they approved it. And he's doing his dissertation now. And this Saturday, he's doing his dissertation, presenting his dissertation. And it's going to be a work or a paper. And also he's going to do a lecture and a concert this Saturday. He plays saxophone. And so I realize that this is happening. Most people, you know, they don't get a dissertation done on them during their lifetime. They're normally dead at least 10 years. So that's a miracle. And I want to recognize a miracle. One of the things I'm doing, I'm preaching a message called You Got to Recognize a Miracle. When God gives you a miracle, recognize it and bring it to the attention of people. Make known his deeds among the people. Why? Because people don't want to bless you if you can't recognize that you're getting blessed. Yeah. How you going to bless people continuously and may not ever, 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 ever recognize the blessing that you are doing for them? You want people, you know, at least to recognize that you've been a blessing. And God is the same way. He wants you to recognize that he's giving you a miracle when you get the miracle. All right? Let me have maybe three or four more praise reports. You on the line? Give us a praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I tell you, the other morning, my daughter was coming from Louisville, Kentucky, and she was to be on that mega bus. I never heard of mega bus. But anyway, bus had an accident, and I was so glad. Praying, I said, Lord, just early that morning I was praying, but the Lord spared her. Didn't nobody get seriously hurt, but she wasn't on the bus because she missed the bus. And I just truly, truly thank God for that because he spared her from being in an accident. And I just thank him and I praise him for that because he missed the bus and he spared her.
Yes, he did. And Brother Johnson, I want to have a little fun with you. You know, you said, you were telling us about the mega bus, and you said, and the bus had an accident, and the next thing you said, and I'm so glad. Amen. But I knew what you meant, Brother.
She wasn't on the bus, but I feel for the people, you know, was on the bus, but they didn't get serious hurt. They wasn't hurt bad. But
yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I'd be like that woman who got up to testify, and she said, "Saint, my husband, you know, my husband's in the hospital. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he'd been there for 2 weeks. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And they said that he won't be able to come home for another 2 weeks. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah." She just thanked the Lord all the time openly. But she didn't really mean what was coming out. God bless all of you. Let me have another praise report.
Praise God. Once again, I thank God for being here on the prayer line each and every morning. It has such been a blessing to me since I've been on the prayer line. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, and
God bless you.
And Mother Johnson, and Lady Daddy. I thank the Lord. The Lord blessed me this weekend. My son, he got married, and I thank the Lord. It was beautiful. I mean, beautiful, Dr. Johnson. So peaceful.
I thank
for my new daughter-in-law. And all, telling you, he's supplying all of my needs. I'm just saying, on this prayer line, I'll be telling, sharing with other people about this prayer line.
Be
encouraged, Dr. Johnson, because the Lord has taken us up to a new level, and you is on a level way above us. So you be encouraged and do just what God say to
you. Thank you, Sister Garnett. God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else with another praise report? You ought to have them running out of your arm, out of your mouth. You know, just running because he's done so many things for you. Look back over your shoulder and remember what he's done for you. All right. The line is open to you. Someone else who has a praise report.
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
We can.
I want to truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I want to give honor to all the saints on this prayer line. I want to first apologize because I was on my cell phone. I get on my cell phone every morning on the prayer line, and somebody wasted something on it. But I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I haven't been feeling good, and a lot of doubt been going through my mind. But I truly, truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, because sometimes I go to sleep, I don't even think I'm gonna wake up. And I really appreciate my pastor and this prayer line. I'm trying to get my family to get on this prayer line, so I'm asking the saints to continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. May I help you just a moment, Sister Lucille?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Another part of your praise report is that you know, on earlier part of this week, they took me to the hospital. They rushed me to the hospital. And, oh my God, I was there, and the prayers of the saints came forth. Yeah, you were in the hospital earlier part of this week, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Amen. No, look back over your shoulder and remember what he's done for you.
Yes,
all right?
Sir.
Are you in the hospital now?
No, sir. I'm at home getting my kids ready for school so I can get ready for work.
I want to just help you. That's a praise report. I was in the hospital early part of this week. But
I mentioned it on the youth prayer line the other day.
Good. But now I'm at home helping to get my kids ready for school. That's a praise report. Amen. Just trying to not only help you, but other people. I want you to see miracles. That's a miracle. You were in the hospital earlier part of this week. And here you are helping to get your kids ready for school now. Nobody did that but God. Amen. All right, the line is open to y'all. Somebody else has another prayer.
Uh-huh. Dr. Johnson, Sister Castile again. And I just wanted to, I was just going over my mind here, and I'm thinking, and I'm a senior citizen, and I'm just thankful to God that I still have the strength. I thank and praise him to be able to still go to work 40 hours a week every day. And the people wonder. Some of them, there are other seniors there, but I think I'm the oldest one. But just looking at them, I can have a good spirit of discernment, and I know we all do, but of how jealous people are. You know, and the enemy, like you said in the beginning of our service today about how he's trying to take us out, because we have renewed strength to go on and a new determination to do things as senior citizens. We're still useful and we are loaded. So we're loaded, those who believe, the believers and the old senior citizens, that the senior citizens that are going forth for the Lord. So we have a renewed strength to keep our families together, to pray those prayers in, and to and the blessings over our family. No, the enemy don't like us. It's not because that we're old. It's because that we are wisdom endowed. And I just believe that. And that we look beautiful and better than ever. And we are amazed at how we look and how we take care of ourselves and getting all kind of accusations and things like yourself and like all the other great pastors and what for bringing forth word with, you know, bringing people in from the outside. No, he's after us. But I thank God for strength today to get up, shower, and get out of here and look beautiful and let people know that I care by cooperating with the rules. Yeah, I don't have to tell everything that I know, but I can share and be approachable for people that have a problem. And they come to my desk, and they'll ask me certain things. I don't have to preach to them, but they'll ask my opinion in a different way, and I'm there to help them with a word of God, a word of wisdom. And I thank God for that today. God bless
you. Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful, wonderful praise report, as Mother Johnson's was, all of you. Thank God for you. Let's have another praise report. We got time. We'll take time. Anybody else?
God bless you. Giving honor to our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Digby from area code 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for Sister Lily Garnett introduced me to this prayer line. Sister Lily Garnett and Sister Geraldine Garnett, they are sister-in-laws. They're not sisters. But I thank the Lord for them, for both of them, very beautiful people. I've known them a long time. And I thank the Lord for Sister Ernestine Riley. I think she introduced Sister Lily to the prayer line, and Sister Lily introduced me to the prayer line. And I want to say this prayer line has certainly been a blessing to me, and God has blessed me since I've been on this prayer line. Down through the years, God has blessed me and favor on my life. I thank the Lord for so many things that the Lord has done. Sometimes I just can't tell them all, but I thank the Lord for how he blessed me to make the last payment on my car. And the Lord is just good. My old car was giving me trouble. My daughter said, well, just go get your car. And God blessed me to make the last payment on it. And I want to say God has just been doing so many good things in my life. He blessed my son to go in the hospital, blessed him to come out of the hospital. And I just thank him. I'm looking for God to give him strength in his body and strength in his mind. And God is just good, and I praise him for all of his goodness.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Thank God for you. All right. We could go on and on. But we want to get a few prayer requests this morning. And Mother Digby, I'm going to ask you to pray this morning. I'm going to ask you to pray Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. And then Mother Britt, if you hear me, I want you to pray. Those three people, write those names down. So help me, if you would. All right. I want to get any prayer requests before they pray. All right. Be ready, Mother Digby and Mother Johnson, and Mother Britt, amen. Give us a few prayer requests, if you would. Anybody have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Sister Castile here again. The name is Tavia, T as in Tom, A, V as in Victor, I, A, Tavia Anderson, one of my goddaughters, she's about 44, battling cancer, colon cancer. And she's a great believer, and just asking prayer for her as she's going through these 12 sessions of chemo. And she has a great young family. So God, praying for her today, and unspoken for me. Thank you.
All right. And her name is Tavia. Is
Anderson.
That right? Tavia Anderson. And Sister Sister Castile.
Yes.
I'm talking to you. All right. One of y'all pray for Sister Tavia. That's a serious situation with cancer. And Sister Castile. Mother Digby, can you pray for them?
I'll be glad to. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. Thank you for your goodness. God, we know that you are above everything. God, thank you for blessing this sister to put her on the prayer line. God, we're looking for you to look to bless her and to deliver her from this cancer. Sister Tavia Anderson, God, look on Sister Castile. Bless her, God. Give her strength. Take her through. God, I thank you. None like you today, Lord. All power is in your hand. God, you have power over cancer, over every disease. Give her strength, God. Take her through. Take her through her chemo. God, bless her body. Completely deliver. Give her complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. And, God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. All right, another prayer request.
Sister Jolene Garnett, Sister Prayer for Dr. Pfeiffer, for Dr. Johnson, and for the First Fruit Prayer Line, and for all the seniors. And I'm asking God to keep the back door closed. And I'm talking for me. God bless
you. All right, God bless you. All right, go ahead and take that prayer request, somebody, and pray for those things. Anybody?
Well, praise the Lord. Did she say Ambassador Johnson for Ambassador Fight for First Fruit Prayer Line and who else?
Repeat that again.
All the seniors.
All
Dr. Pfeiffer. And for Dr. Johnson, and for the First Fruit Prayer Line, and for God to keep the back door closed.
The Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, you heard your servant's request. Oh, God, Sister Geraldine Garnett has a concern for, oh, God, that we pray and lift up our sister before you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for her strength. Pray, oh, God, that you bless her going out and bless her coming in. Oh, God, give her the desires of her heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless Brother Pete, Lord God. We pray her husband in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep him covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for her ministry. We pray, oh, God, for her radio ministry. We pray for all the things that you put her hands to do. Oh, God, that you touch her. Oh, God, and keep her strong and encouraged by the blood of the Lamb. And, God, we pray for our First Fruit Prayer Line. We pray, oh, God, that you touch us, every last one of us. We pray for our leader, our chief ambassador, Bishop-elect Dr. Bernard Johnson. Oh, God, we place a prayer upon him, oh, God, that he will feel the impact as we pray. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you're moving upon him in a mighty way. And, God, we believe you, oh, God, that he will get strength and get, oh, God, get some rest, oh God, that he may be able to deal with these things from day to day. We know that you can do it, oh God. Touch Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, encourage her heart. Send this prayer to her spirit, oh God. Let it encourage her. Let it energize her. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch our mother of the nation. Oh God, our chief ambassador. Biological Mother God. We pray for Mother Johnson this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen her. Keep on blessing her. For God, she truly is a living testimony, a walking, oh God, seen and heard of men and women. Oh God, a miracle blessing has been placed upon her. A hedge has been placed upon her. The blood covering has been placed around her. And God, we do thank you and praise you. this morning, for this is the prayer request of Sister Geraldine Garnett, and we as the servants of God stand in agreement with the prayers that have gone before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God and amen.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Dr. Stern. All right, let's get, we have time for another prayer request and another prayer. You have a prayer request? The line is open to you.
Dr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
This missionary Hendricks, 912 area.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to ask prayer for my right knee. It's very painful and swelling.
Beautiful. I mean, yeah, the fact that you're asking for prayer for it, amen, that's beautiful. God bless you. Who will pray for Missionary Hendricks? This is a tremendous woman there in Georgia, amen. She's an educator. Some of you don't know it, but she has been into education for years. I mean, like Sister Johnson down there in Alabama. Someone pray for her right knee. Mother Britt, I hear you coming. Yes, you're going in and out, Mother Britt, but we kind of hear you.
I hope I can be able to get through. Pray for her and I come in the name of Jesus, Dr. Henry, and her right knee, Lord, so that she was able, Lord. We know you have all power in earth and in heaven. And we come right now, Lord, because you say we can ask anything according to your will, and you will do it. And we know you love her, you know you're concerned about her knee, and not all her love, remember her all through her body and all through the day, Lord. Give her mind that she knows she can depend on you, Jesus, and remember her family and her children, all her loved ones, and everyone. And not only her, but all those that are having problems. But look, God, and want to thank you, Lord, that she can call on you. You say, I'm the Lord that God that heals thee. And by your stripes, we are healed. And just, we just touch him, like we know that you're going to heal it, Lord. We know it's already been done. Because when we pray, he said, when you pray, believe that everything it'll come to pass. So we just thank you in advance. Thank you right now, Lord, that when she call back tomorrow, Lord, she'll be feeling good and feeling fine. And all during the day, let her mind go to heaven. Let her think on the goodness of Jesus. When I think of the goodness, all he does for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because you went on the cross. And you not only took our beat, but you went there too for our healing. You went there too for everything you did. You took it on the cross. And I thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, that you're going to hear and answer our prayer. Thank you. And we ask this in Jesus' name for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Mother Britt. God bless you. Oh, that was a great, great prayer, too. Thank you so much. You know, I got a couple minutes. Anybody else have a prayer request? Real quick. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer.
All right.
I'm in New York, area code 516. I'm under the weather. I'm not feeling good. So keep me in your prayer. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Let's get prayer for Sister Jennifer in New York. Amen. Who will pray for her? Amen. And pray for anybody under the weather this morning. Come on, jump in there. Say to God, who will pray for her?
Well, praise the Lord. God bless. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you again and again, oh God, in Jesus' name. And we pray, oh God, and lift up your servant, oh God, Sister Jennifer, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, her request is that she's not feeling well, sickness in her body. God, we pray the prayer of faith over her today in the mighty name of
God.
Thank you, Dr.
Amen.
Stern. Thank you. And I love you, woman of God. Thank you.
Bless you. My, it's not where it want to be. I'll be in prayer on Wednesday nights in my own church, but I'm willing to do whatever I have to do for the Lord. I'm not sick. I'm just praising the Lord with my voice.
Thank you so much. God bless both of you. Now, I want to remind you of the convention June the 11th through the 14th. Also, the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. You dial the same number. And the blog line tonight at 9 o'clock. That's a different number. We'll give it to you. All right. Let's get that information on the hotel. Some of you all, you know, we give you the hotel, and y'all say, well, I can beat that price. And you don't beat it. Well, because we got a price without tax and all that kind of stuff. So let's get a little information on the hotel with the line is open to you.
Good morning, Saints. And again, to all of you that are planning on attending the 2015 First Fruit Prayer and Praise Revival, it's taking place in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Our host hotel will be the Wingate by Wyndham, which is located about 10 minutes from the EMC. The number that you want to call to make your hotel reservations is 501-753-8660. Just tell them that you would like to get a room from the First Fruit Room Block. They will ask your name, your phone number, and a credit card. The purpose of the credit card is to hold the room for you, to guarantee the room. Your card will be hit. They will place the charges when you check in. Now, if you make these reservations and at the last minute something come up and you can't make it, you must cancel it within 24 hours of that time. Otherwise, you will be charged. Once our rooms are picked up, if you call and they say you have no others and no more rooms in your block, feel free to give me a call and I'll see what I can do. But it's very important that we make these reservations by May 15th. Otherwise, the rates will go up to $149 plus tax. So I'm asking all of you all, please call the Wingate by Wyndham in North Little Rock at 501-753-8660. Some of you have called and told me that you need a room, but you must call yourself to secure the room and to give them your information. Our chief ambassador is asking that all ambassadors and ambassadors-elect attend this convention this year, and we want everyone that's a part of the blog line as well as the First Fruit Prayer Line to also be in attendance. God bless you. Should you have any questions or concerns, you may call our number at 816-425-4894. God bless you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in Jacksonville, Arkansas, June 11th through the 15th. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hodges. That was wonderful. Thank you, everybody. Now, let me tell you, ambassadors and ambassadors-elect, and tomorrow, if the Lord says the same, I'm going to be in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father of the Lord, and he said to me today that I want you to make other ambassadors-elect, and I'm going to obey the Lord. I want you to know that this is a special time. You got to, you know, I'm a visionary. I look out, you know, you look and see the wall to your left, and I look out and see California. I look out and see Hawaii. I look across the water and see China. I see all these things. And I'm trying to tell you that this is a special time for ambassadors and ambassadors-elect in your life, because one day there will be over 3,000 ambassadors, over 3,000, my God. And we'll go to a convention center, and we'll take that convention center, you know, the smaller hall with 3,000 seats in it, to hold our meeting just with ambassadors. This is a special time for you. I want you to look out, open your eyes, and begin to see what God is doing. And this is a special time for you, because one day there'll be so many ambassadors you'll be remembered always as some of the first ambassadors of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Commission. Write it down. Write it down. I'm saying these things to you openly. One day there'll be over 3,000 ambassadors. Amen. And you'll see First Fruits filling stadiums everywhere. Stadiums, I'm telling you. So treasure these times. Treasure them. And this line is increasing now. Put it down and think about what's happening right now, because you're a part of what God is doing right now. And one day this line will be much larger than it is now. More listeners. There are at least 90 million listeners. And just think, you're a part of the first, you know, I don't know about the first part of it, because we've been here 7 years, but you are a strategic part of First Fruits. God bless you. Come down to the convention and receive your launching to worldwide ministry. God's going to do that for you. God's going to do that for you. God bless you. May y'all have a good day, and may the Lord be with you. Whatever you do today, keep Jesus in it, and also may the Lord bless you so well that you get a miracle between tonight or this morning and tomorrow. That number for the blog line gets you into thanking God 1,000 times. Somebody said, well, how do you get a movie? How do you get people doing a dissertation on you? I didn't. The Lord did. I didn't even make a phone call to anybody. The Lord did that. But how did he do it? I thanked him 1,000 times. I kept on thanking him 1,000 times. Are you hearing me? And it thanked him so much until God said, I got to stop what I'm doing and do something special for Bernard. I got to give him a miracle like he's never seen in 2015. I want to get you into thanking God 1,000 times. Some of y'all need special miracles. Listen to me. You listen to me on other things. Thank him 1,000 times. Come on this blog line and get with the saints on there who are thanking God 1,000 times. The number is, are you ready? The number is 646, I believe, 595-2035. All right. I'm asking you, get on that blog line and join in with other saints who are thanking him 1,000 times and see what starts happening to you. Amen. All right. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. I'm out. God bless you.
Because each has something where voters can easily